Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, good day. Welcome to today's Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We are pleased to speak today about a tool called Lissio. It's actually a little hard to describe this because they have been on the path of improving client experience. Traditionally, you might have called them a portal, but they do so much more than that. The security that's behind the system, the way that it works together, it's worth spending a little bit of time talking about that. So, Brian, what would you suggest are the key things to know about Lissio?
You know, Randy, I think that one of the struggles that many firms still have of any size is a tendency for both staff and clients to email sensitive information. And we all know that we shouldn't be emailing that sensitive information. It just shouldn't happen. And yet it does. So what Lissio is, we could have the Gen 1 client portals were really nothing more than glorified websites. Okay, there are websites with partitioned storage where you could get data off of there. Okay, and there were some improvements made off of it. You know, some of the folks added PBC list and other things like that in version 2. But this Lissio is really, really goes a lot further than that because it gets into your mobile, it gets into your client's mobile devices, and it gets you the ability, instead of having to send them an email that'll go to their spam filter that they'll ignore, you can send them a notification that shows up on their mobile device. And so what it really does is just as many of us have changed our lives around, you know, you look at the stats on how much time your average person spends staring at their phone every day, and it's measured in hours, not minutes. And so what that means is that this is taking the client interaction and pushing it to that mobile device so that you can get somebody's undivided attention and grab some of those hours that they're staring at that phone during the day to solve your problem.
And that part of it, Brian, is only part of the beauty of this, because it is clear that the product really minimizes the document chasing that has to happen. You know, their statistics say that they might be as much as 19 times faster response in a Lissio request than an email. But, you know, besides not chasing the documents, there's actually real-time messaging if you care to use that with the product. They have a good task tracking capability. Mm-hmm. So beyond that, it is highly secure in their invitation-only network. Many firms have purchased a separate e-signature product, not needed. It's included inside this product. They have unlimited storage and unlimited clients with this. So particularly for the smaller practitioners, this is really a bargain when it comes to all of those services. And of course, the product runs on a computer, on a tablet, or on a phone. Then beyond that, you can integrate all of the different communications through all the different mechanisms into Lissio. So it allows you to have one firm view of the client interactions. In fact, I think that's actually what they call it, is firm view. And it just makes efficiency so much better. But the real deal you're talking about there, Brian, is you shouldn't be sending confidential email or confidential information via email. And this tool can actually tame that email beast. And just as important, it keeps everything in one place. So it does really help with efficiency and effectiveness when you're using the product as I would see it.
That's right, Randy. You know, I think the killer part about this is that it really gives you what they call client experience 2.0, what I would call probably portal 3.0. And the reason it does that is because, again, it's breaking down the boundaries. You know, so many times when you're trying to find a document or a piece of information or something like that, you're having to look different places. You know, I run into this just with my text messages with my wife. You know, sometimes I'll be looking for a photo, maybe something I can't search for on text very easily, and I'll have to look through 3, 4, 5 different text message threads. You have the same thing going on with your staff as they're dealing with getting information from clients. You know, maybe it's in their downloads folder on their local computer where they downloaded it from the portal, or maybe it's in the document management system, or maybe it's in the engagement software, or maybe it's in the maybe it's something that is in their email. But they've got to, we really need to bring all this together and make it easy for people to work in one platform. You know, so we need to ask for something, we can ask for it, we can send it to the client that has a PBC list that works with it, and then the data can come back. They also have integrations into a number of applications where you can push the data directly from there. And so the idea here is that you're really rethinking that client experience so that you're not out there like the IRS asking people to use a fax machine or doing other things like that the way you did in 2002. You can do something that's modern and make your firm look to your clients and make your firm waste less of your time and waste less of your clients' time.
Yeah, in fact, that whole efficiency thing that you're talking about, you know, the median response time on the Lissio platform from a client is 6 minutes. Well, most firms don't get that type of response. And one interesting thing that they put on their website, which I've pointed many publishers and providers to the profession to, is their efficiency quiz at the bottom of their website. It's a short quiz to say, here's where you're really wasting time. So we'd encourage you as listeners to take that. But your point back to the integrations is, you know, this product today is already integrated with a number of different platforms. The platform for practice management, Carbon, which is the Intuit OEM practice management product. And then the document storage platform of Smart Vault, as well as some of the other generic, you know, OneDrives and Google Drives. But you also have QuickBooks Online, and they've recently completed a Calendly integration, as well as an Outlook integration and so forth. And they've got more in their pipeline. So, you know, the implementation on this, it comes with unlimited no charge support, which is a pretty important feature. But frankly, the onboarding experience is such, you probably won't require a lot of time from the company. It's pretty intuitive to use. They produce, you know, how-to videos and webinars on their product and so forth. So that part of it from a resource perspective is actually, I think, pretty good. Now, they do have some other resources on their site. You might remember them, and I don't off the top of my head for our conversation.
They've actually got a PDF PDF guide to implementing Lissio. They've got templates, email templates you can send out to clients to let them know that you are going to be using Lissio. You have electronic documents. You know, the thing that I think about with respect to this, with respect to any portal, not just Lissio, and Lissio is more than a portal, but I'm going to lump it in with the others because I think in most cases, Lissio is being used to replace a portal that somebody either has or should have had, is that to implement any kind of portal or client interaction platform, you really have to make 3 sales, okay? The organization has to sell the firm's management has to sell the engagement managers and the line partners, and then they have to sell the clients and the staff. Okay. And so when we're thinking about this platform, this whole concept of implementation is essential in any time you're going through and implementing anything client facing, simply because there are so much there. You know, if at any point in any of those three sales, the one from the provider to the management, or the one from the management to the internal team, or the one from the internal team to the clients, if any of those sales fail, or if the implementation goes sideways, or if you don't have good help for those, for that particular transition, it's not going to work and the clients aren't going to use it. So the beauty of this is it is dead simple. They have great resources and they have unlimited support. So you can call if you're having trouble.
Yeah. And the pricing here, you know, we've talked about pricing on products and you should always, you know, get a quote from the vendor, look on their website. But, you know, when I think about this product, it's loosely $50 a month for small firms, $200 for midsize, $400 for larger firms. They do make KBA requests available. So you can do 8879s and they're typically below market on their KBA requests, a dollar and a half to $2, where most of the vendors are $4 to $5 loosely. And, as I mentioned earlier in our conversation, unlimited clients, unlimited file storage, the ability to run the mobile app. Another feature we haven't talked about, which I think is important. Actually, there's two that have come to mind when I've said that. One of those is the in-app scanning, where you can have clients take a picture from their cell phone or their tablet, and it converts it to a ready-to-use PDF. And, you know, it does all the cleanup and so forth. I mean, that part of it is awfully darned interesting. The other thing that you can do with Lissio is you can print directly from the application using the old word print to post it directly into the portal. So in effect, you wind up with this mechanism to send and receive documents of all kinds, including engagement letters, including the 8879s on the back end and everything in between.
Yeah, Randy, I think Lissio offers a nice, outstanding value proposition to firms of all sizes. It is going to require some training of staff and clients. It is a fairly reasonable price, especially when you consider the amount of time that you waste today chasing down data in multiple silos. And I think it really gives firms an opportunity to rethink, revamp, and re-engineer their client experience so that their clients can have a modern experience. And frankly, those younger clients that we're all chasing don't recoil in fear because they're out there having to waste all these times with 15 different systems and there's lost documents.
And you know, a lot of the times when we talk about products, Brian, well, unbeknownst maybe to our listeners, we always look at the company and the people behind the product. You know, the CEO here, Chris Farrell, some of our listeners may know from his prior time with Tally and Spring Ahead, but basically, you know, that he served as the CEO of Nexonia, which is the parent company of, you know, the expense products. And, you know, is an ex-Arthur Andersen CPA. So it's not like he's unfamiliar with the profession. Whereas the CTO, Sakar Pali, has been around for quite a while in various companies. Many of our attendees know Allison Ball, who, you know, has had experience at Intuit for a long time in charge of the accountants program there. And she's in charge of the programs here at Lissio today. So again, the staff at Lissio is well informed with the profession, and the thoughtfulness around their product is good. And there's some more in their pipeline that you and I both know under NDA that's quite exciting in terms of what's happening. But I guess we should just say, you know, stay tuned in this space for more. Are there some final parting thoughts that you'd want our listeners to know about Lissio, Brian?
No, I mean, I think this is one of the best, if not the best, client interaction platforms out there today. It incorporates document, mobile, it incorporates PBCs, it incorporates pretty much everything you could ever want in the concept of communication with clients. really gives you one place to go to for everything. And, you know, I think that's the, I think so many of our firms out there are working with technology that's 20 years old in the case of some of the legacy portals. And it's really time for a remake, you know, especially when you consider that the portal is really the thing that your client sees the most of in this post-COVID era. So I think we've got to pay careful attention to that. And that's, you know, I think it's something, it's a no-brainer for people that are, again, rethinking their client experience.
Well, one final parting thought for me is I have done paid consulting work for portals for a variety of CPA firms within the last 12 months. And oddly enough, there used to not be that many options, but today there's over 20 portal options. And, you know, there used to not be very many PBC tools, but there's pushing 20 of those today. Lissio is one of the top competitors in this space. And in another tech lab, we'll talk about others. But for the moment, you know, if you only found Lissio, I would suspect you would be happy. So until another time, we appreciate you listening to Brian and I here on the Tech Lab, and we will give you more guidance in the not so distant future. Have a fine day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.